Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We're all proud of our kids.
Yeah.
Especially when they're on the cusp of doing something we are excited about.
Right.
And it is not a crime to brag about what your son or daughter is doing.
Mm-hmm.
But one man in this room is a little upset with a dad for how he decided to do it.
Not upset. I just didn't know what to say.
Okay. All right. It is very weird that you're so uncomfortable with this, because I don't think anyone in this room or anyone else listening would have thought twice.
Okay. I never thought of it as an awkward situation at all.
Well, it's because
you were describing it.
You know why, Kimmy?
Why?
Because you're not a giant creep.
Well, I can't help what I is.
Okay, Popeye. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. You know, everyone, kids going off to college.
Yeah.
There's folks bragging. I got a bunch of brags yesterday at the rink, seeing everybody. But you ran into an old friend of yours.
So it's an old friend of the show.
Okay.
You know him too.
Uh-huh.
I'm in Wegmans. And, you know, they're just sending their kids out to college.
Okay.
So I'm talking to him, catching up. And he goes, yeah, his daughter is going away to college.
Gotcha.
And he shows me a picture of her because I haven't seen the kids. I made the mistake of saying, oh my God, I haven't seen your daughter since she was, you know, a little one.
Sure, sure, sure.
She goes, well, she's all grown up, obviously. So she's a cheerleader and she's going to go cheer for the school, I guess.
Okay.
He shows me a picture of her.
Okay.
Going on to college.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, congratulations. But like, I shouldn't have said I haven't seen her since she's little, because
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, she's all grown up.
Sure.
Yeah, she really turned out to be a beautiful woman.
Yes.
I don't know what to say here. So I just said congratulations, but he was like, show me, like, I should have said more.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm supposed to compliment that she turned into a lovely woman or she looks great or congratulations or I don't know what to say.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-926.
Should I say she looks lovely?
How?
Oh, wow, she got so big.
Well, that sounds creepy, too.
Well, but you're kind of saying that little girl is now an adult.
Is a woman without, now.
Well, don't say that.
Okay. She's a lady.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's
I should have said that. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I was doing Tom Jones.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's.
How in your entire brain?
Yeah.
When you saw a picture of this girl who you knew as a child.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl.
Did you not have one appropriate comment to fall out
I
of your
I wasn't
mouth?
Ready.
No, what do you mean you weren't Wait, ready?
I suppose I have like loaded girl compliments in my head that are appropriate.
How about human compliments?
Yeah, or just continuing the conversation.
Wait, right. What?
Okay, it's very simple.
Damn!
On the 18-year-old girl.
Oh, it's legal.
Don't say that either.
Like the first, okay.
Well, you better keep an eye on her with the boys. And the girls, too. I know college is different from my day. They were just pretending back then. A lot of it was due to LSD, according to Art Linkletter.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All you have to do is not comment on their specific appearance.
Well, obviously, like, you know, but she's really developed. I'm not going to say that.
Okay. What I mean
is getting worse.
What I mean is oh my God, she looks just like her mother.
Yeah.
Or, holy cow, she is the spitting
image of
you. Thank
God she doesn't look like you.
There you go.
What my dad would have said.
Thank you. Yes, that is the go. Yeah. What is it appropriate about, oh my God, she looks just like her mother, or thank God
she
doesn't
look
like you.
That means the mother's hot.
No, it doesn't. No.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. It looks they look similar. So you're saying the daughter is hot.
Yeah.
You creep.
Well, she was hot. She's a good looking girl.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I mean,
oh my God.
I'm not saying what? That's wrong to say?
How
I mean
you
to you guys. I wouldn't say it to that, but I can't say
I'm uncomfortable. I don't even know this person.
I like how because of my age I can't find a young person attractive.
No, you go ahead. Just don't say it out loud. And you're the one that came to us with
you're
this.
Listen, I noticed that she was a little girl.
I didn't know what to say. What could I say? Oh. Look, man.
Develop an overbite.
When you No, I think all the development talk is coming from your side of the room.
Mm.
When you say, oh my God, she looks just like her mother, or thank God she doesn't look like you, you're not saying a word about the specific person. And unless those kids are adopted, there's going to be some kind of similarity where it works.
Right.
There's an even easier way out of that situation.
What is it?
You ready?
Right.
Are you listening? Oh my God, it feels like just yesterday they were 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
Now they're an adult. Where does the time go?
Yeah.
Man, she really filled out.
I think there's another direction you can go in, and this is what I always assume.
What, away from this man? Run as fast as you can?
Every parent who shows me a picture of anything that has to do with their kid,
yeah.
whether it's something their kid accomplished
but they wanna,
or
they
something
wanna compliment.
Their kid painted, whatever. Every parent, no parent's going to be upset with a follow-up question. When does she leave? What is she studying? Oh, wow, that's great. How long is she cheered for? Yeah, like, just ask a follow-up question, and that'll lead it in a different direction if you're uncomfortable. But I think every parent that's showing you a picture wants you to ask a question about it.
Yes, yes, yes.
When does she leave for school?
Yeah, what is she studying?
What is she studying?
All right.
No, don't, all right.
Like, that didn't even cross your mind?
No.
All right, I think the actual question here.
Yeah.
And again, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Does it concern you that you couldn't come up with a comment that wasn't complimentary or derogatory about someone's picture?
Well, I didn't want it to come across as sexual.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or something like, creepy.
Okay, no, I get it. You don't want to sound like a creep and say, oh, she's beautiful. You don't want to sound like a dick and say, oh, my God, that kid's ugly as sin. How are those the only two options that are in your head?
Because then I sound like a stalker. What's she wearing? Where's she going?
What's she wearing? No. How did that one come out of your head?
Not that follow-up question. Anything
what's
but that
studying?
One.
What's she studying?
Yeah, that's fine. That is an appropriate question. What is she studying?
What's she going to school for, yeah.
Why is that inappropriate?
All right. I didn't think of that.
How? How has not only an adult man that's been on this planet over six decades, you have conversations for a living.
Yes. But I have these kind of conversations. I don't have normal conversations. I have conversations about our mothers.
How?
And clippers and, you know.
What about stems?
Stems. And by the way, she had great stems, that kid. Very good looking girl. Body like that, she should cheer for the clippers.
Oh, no.
No, like he's trying to make a joke, but like he couldn't.
I don't want to sound like my father.
You sound like your father right now.
I know, and I don't want to do that.
So why are you doing it?
I don't know.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy runs into a guy we know. His daughter just dropped her off at college. She's cheering at this college.
Yeah.
18 years old, right around there. Goes, oh, you got to see her. Shows her a picture. And you freaked out.
Yes.
Because you were afraid you were going to say something creepy. Because for some reason, you don't know how to say something non-creepy about a picture of an 18-year-old girl.
Well, it's hard though when she's a cheerleader. You know, she's the one they toss in the air and everything. And I don't know what to say.
Why don't you ask about that?
Yeah.
Hey, really tossing that girl around over there, huh?
Are you nervous?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
The dad, you
yeah,
idiot.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
I thought
ask
that,
him.
Oh.
You
how are you
ask,
feeling about dropping her off?
Are you nervous that she's going to be on a D1 program where they're throwing her up in the air? Are you going to football games to watch her cheer? Again,
yeah,
how are you so stupid?
Well, wait, you want me to bring up injuries to the guy?
Yeah, ask. I mean, I asked about that
hey,
stuff.
Hey, I hope she doesn't hurt herself.
Look, I mean, oh, my God, that would make me so nervous if my kid did that. She is so courageous. It's got to be.
Yeah.
You got to be a nervous wreck watching that. And then the conversation goes next round. Holy crap.
You know what the problem is? I don't think your first thought is to ask more questions because you simply can't fake that you care about something when you don't.
Oh, it sounds like he cared about that picture already.
Well, she's a cute kid.
Oh, my. Stop.
What? I can't say she's developed into a beautiful young woman.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
I just did.
No, say it to his face.
I'm not going to tell him that.
So you won't.
He knows it. He has to know. He has a beautiful daughter. It's just like the mama.
Guy, all right, I'm going to talk to Kimmy now.
Go ahead.
Because I am
Go ahead.
Deeply disturbed.
It's not her problem. It's my problem. What are you talking to Kimmy about?
Nah, you have been cut out of this. It's all
out of my problem.
You've been cut out.
I've been banned from my own problem.
How
does that work?
That's how bad your problem is. We have abandoned you, and now it is focusing on other men who may be in your situation that can be helped, because you can obviously not be helped.
All right.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Guys like Tommy
yeah.
make people not want to brag about their kids. And don't get
well,
me wrong.
I wouldn't. I mean, I knowing Tommy as long as I have, I would never tell Tommy about my kids again because I just know that he does not care.
Well, most people don't care about other people's kids. You care about your own kids.
Oh, so
right?
You don't care? You don't care about my kids?
I don't have kids, so
Bitch-ass, pandering ass. My wife's off today, too. She heard everything you just said.
I always ask you about the kids.
I love you, honey.
And I have follow-up questions when you tell me stories.
Yeah, ooh, what she wears.
No, I never say that. Not true.
Not true, guys. Brutal. Brutal. Look, don't get me wrong.
What?
There are those parents that over-the-top brag about their kids and no one wants to hear it. But if your kid is starting college, joining the service, get some great apprenticeship, is doing something you want to pat them on the back for, guys like Tommy make you second-guess anything because you don't want a grown-ass person to judge your kid. Because, Tommy, let me throw something out at you.
Throw it out.
Let's say, hypothetically,
yeah.
I come in, and I tell you in a few years, my oldest, she's decided to do a 2+2 program for college. She's going to start at MCC, and she's going to finish at the University of Buffalo. What would you tell me?
Well, you already know my opinion.
What would you tell me?
She's one of the good ones.
One of the good ones of what?
Of education. Of junior college.
Okay.
Of weak college.
So you would think that my daughter was a failure?
No, but I would also be surprised.
Why?
Gentlemen, your income and...
My income? I make less than you somehow.
What? I don't know. I wouldn't say it. I would be very proud of her. She's taking the smart road.
Why is that?
Because it's cheaper.
Uh-huh. Chancy, maybe?
Well, the old man drove a car into the ground after like 20 years.
Yeah, I know a guy who's driven a show into the ground for 33. Look, man, you would judge my kid. Which
I would
make
not
me
judge
not.
Your
you
child.
You would absolutely judge my child if
you're
I told
judging
you.
Me on something that would not happen because your daughter's not going to community college.
My daughter could absolutely go to community college.
No, I know she could. She is not.
No, how do you know? I don't know.
I know. I know your daughters are not going to community college.
Can we mark this, please?
Yep.
I can't wait to play it back.
Your wife is an Ivy-educated doctor.
She was educated by plants, Kimmy.
An Ivy-educated?
She's not going to tolerate...
Bro, my dad was a cop. You see me running around with a badge and handcuffs?
Just no. But your wife is not going to tolerate junior college.
Anymore. What is tolerate? There is no tolerating community
Everybody
college.
Everybody goes a different route, right?
It's a great opportunity for people. See, this is what I mean. This is why I can't brag about my kids to you.
You do all the time. You tell me how great they're doing.
No, I don't. I make fun at their expense because I know that you're a dick, and I hope my little one's not listening right now because I love you very much.
I never make fun of children. To their face. Behind their backs, yes. Like a gentleman.
All right. Serious question.
Go ahead.
To all moms and dads out there. 252-WCMF. Tommy sees a picture of a buddy of ours, dropped his daughter off at college. She's a cheerleader, showed Tommy a picture in the cheerleading outfit. Look at her. She's all grown up. Tommy couldn't think of an appropriate thing to say. Couldn't think of an appropriate thing to say. Why can't we, as adults and parents, be happy for everyone else's kids? Because folks with their own kids get in this weird competition comparing their kids to the one being bragged about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Folks without kids... You get into this strange, like, oh, you think you're better than me because you have kids?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I sense that from you, definitely. I feel like Kimmy's, like, right on the cusp of that.
I feel like I would be more jealous of other people's kids if I had my own kids. Because you're constantly comparing your kids,
yes,
right?
Yes,
like, oh, so you're one of the good ones.
Well, I just don't feel like I...
Oh, I agree with her.
I don't feel like I'm as judgmental of their kids because I don't have anything to compare it to.
I don't either.
Like, it blows my mind. Like, look, I'm not trying to sound like...
I don't think you're being judgmental. I just don't think you care.
Well, yeah, that.
I just don't... I think you're uninterested.
But these are your friends.
Yeah,
but I can only take that so far.
Friendship.
But you know, I don't want to hear all... I don't need every detail.
I'm surprised, like, because I feel the opposite. Like, I feel more invested in my friends' kids because I don't have my own.
Like, no, I look at their kids and go, God damn, I dodged a bullet.
You say that about my kids?
No, not your kids. You're good ones. They're good kids. But you know, we got some buddies with kids where I go, damn, man.
But, again,
but you're like rooting for it.
No, I'm not rooting
for it. No, you're rooting against the kids.
No, I'm just saying like.
No, because if that kid turned it around, you'd be disappointed. Oh, man, I was ready to watch a train wreck.
I don't have anything to talk about anymore.
And again, you were drinking with a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, you want to talk about train wrecks? All that being said,
yeah.
Going back to the initial issue.
Yeah, what's that?
With you not knowing how to say anything.
Yes. Not to sexualize it.
There are folks who have no idea what they are saying is bad.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we could give you a little bit of credit for being self-aware, a tiny bit. And Kimmy, you see this the most on Facebook and Instagram.
Like comments?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Prom pictures, senior pictures, teenage children still in high school. Here comes that neighbor, coworker, someone you know but you don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
Lock up your daughter.
Yep.
She's going to drive the boys crazy.
Better put a motor on the house.
Bitch, you got to beat the boys away with a hose. Your daughter is sexually attractive to me.
Here come the horn dogs.
And not only are you saying that out loud,
your
face is next to your comment. For everyone
for
to
whatever
see.
Reason, you read it back and you still don't find it creepy.
Yeah.
Kimmy,
you think it's funny.
Is that ignorance or is that something worse?
Oh, I think that's ignorance. I don't think the people that write those comments think that. I think they think it sounds differently in their head.
Okay.
It has to be my
the
generation.
Way it comes off.
Because, your generation should know better by now.
I mean,
years of, seeing us do it should have turned you all off.
But I guess it all depends on how you were raised because, I
mean, somebody had to say, that's terrible. Which
No, I mean, when I was a kid, I remember bringing girls home in high school and the neighbors being like, oh, they didn't make them like that when I was a kid. Yeah. But I never thought anything of it. Yeah. It wasn't until.
But you would never say that. No.
They couldn't write it down.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Right. But now, I mean, but I think it's because of just the way my life went. There are people that live in towns and stay around the same people who see that and think it's
so
not
you think there's guys your age and younger that still act like
that? Oh, I know. Oh. I know.
Because you think the women would light you up at that point.
Unless the women don't in their lives don't find anything.
Where are those women?
He's just.
They keep their comments to themselves.
No, I mean, there are women that are listening now that don't see what you wanted to say, well, in the beginning, as it appropriate. All you're saying is she's a beautiful girl. What's wrong with that?
Stunning. What a beautiful young lady.
Lock up the boys or your daughter. Lock up one of them because you're in Horny Town. Or your daughter. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's an interesting ethical question.
What's that?
Because I don't think anyone alive would argue that catfishing somebody is ethical.
Yeah.
However, when you're catfishing somebody, you're doing it for nefarious reasons. This guy's reason is not going to ruin anyone's life.
So how does this work?
But he's not being honest about
it.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So, Tommy, if you could explain to our audience who may not be aware, you would define catfishing as...
Scamming somebody. Believing something that isn't true. You're not the person you say you are.
Okay, it's the last one. You go on dating apps or meet somebody.
It's a complete scam.
Yeah, present as somebody else.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, whether it's to gain things from them, to embarrass them, to get information, all of these things. And it has become a crime in, I believe, all 50 states in America now, depending on what you do with that catfish information. Which brings us to this gentleman that has gone viral.
So what was he trying to do?
So it's not what he's tried to do. It's what he's done multiple times. He lives in Oregon, and he is on Hinge. It's a dating app where he poses as someone interested in meeting men. Meeting men.
All right.
And he has back and forth with them, and he hooks them in. And then once he gets them feeling comfortable, he finds out where their favorite fishing spot is.
Okay.
Where they catch the most fish.
All right, then what?
He then goes and fishes there and catches a ton of fish.
So he just scams them for their places to fish.
He's done it 10 times. He now has developed a YouTube series called Days of Catfishing Guys on Hinge to Get Their Fishing Spots. It has 1.8 million views. You can go watch this guy do it. He walks through like what he says to these guys.
Well, you know what it is? I think on Hinge, you can look for a relationship or you can look for friends. So he may be looking at, like, seeking friendship, which would, I guess, probably lead to more connections about fishing.
Okay.
Right? We're going to go fishing together.
But he poses as a
woman. No. It says here he poses as a woman.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yes, because
okay.
Men, I mean, guys don't give up their fishing spots. Like, if you got a good spot, it's a very secret.
So he says he's a woman.
He says he's a woman.
Then you act like, oh, that's so interesting. So, of course, he's going to try to impress her with his fishing spots.
I thought you were, maybe he was just looking for other guys.
He pretends to be a woman. Okay. And these men.
Guys love to brag.
And these men, yep, and they give up their fishing spots.
So then he goes fishing.
He's been doing this all across Oregon. The last one, he got the actual GPS coordinates of the spot from this guy. He caught 20 brook trout in an hour, which he then made into burgers.
Damn.
All right, let me ask you this question.
What's that?
Because if we compare this to other catfishes we've seen where people are looking for bank account, money, or whatever.
People get hurt. Yeah,
it's really, really bad.
Some type of theft,
Is this unethical?
No.
Yeah, because you are leading somebody on. They think that you're interested in them, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't start the conversation in the first place.
I mean, it's pretty...
And you're posing as somebody else.
But you're just grabbing... their fishing spot, which isn't even their property. It's just like it's free for anybody to fish, so you didn't really hurt anybody.
You didn't hurt anybody?
No. Who'd you hurt?
Trout? I mean this person who thought that somebody was interested in them?
Okay, that'd be about it.
No, but that's
pretty big. That's called dating.
That's a pretty big about it. Yeah. No, because like women not liking you when they meet you, everyone understands that. In this case, there was no woman to deny
you. Right,
right. All right.
No?
And again, you don't know like where that conversation goes. Like if they're saying like embarrassing things to you, thinking that you're interested or a woman, like
but
I wouldn't want that kind of stuff used against me potentially. Because now I feel really embarrassed because I thought I was talking to somebody else.
Yeah, but it's a dude fishing.
No, but I mean he gets the fishing coordinates. To Kimmy's point, we don't know.
But he thought he was going to get laid.
Well, I mean that's why you would be on Hinge. Yeah. That's why you would start talking to a woman. You don't see that as. Bad?
I guess because it's guys and they love to just shoot their mouth off anyway.
You wouldn't feel so embarrassed if you found out that you were the conversations that you had thinking you were interested in somebody was with a guy.
Like, let's say in a hypothetical situation, right? A guy gets on Hinge and you're single.
Yeah.
And he poses as a woman to try and figure
out
how
this cute woman's interested in you.
But it turns out.
Can I say that with a straight face?
But it turns out the only reason why he poses as a woman and talk to you. Was to try and figure out how to be funny.
Yeah.
And he couldn't figure that out either. But you believed that there was a woman.
Yeah.
No? I mean.
Maybe you missed other connections
because
you
were
focused on this person.
So let's say this happened to me. Mm-hmm. And I came in and explained that to you too. I wouldn't be getting all this sympathy.
No, I would feel bad. Legit. No,
the hell you would.
I'm telling you
You've
the
never
truth.
Felt bad about me, ever.
Well, no, because.
And you too.
What? I would feel bad. Maybe not
you
for
can't
you.
Even say
anybody
it with a straight
else.
Face. You start having like you
what
look like
that?
A stroke victim.
What was that?
And your face starts going all contorted.
Look, I mean,
you can't imagine a girl being attracted.
See, don't feel bad for you.
When it comes to this stuff, you're a vulnerable adult.
Yes.
You don't know how it works.
I know.
And I mean, let's
you
face
mock
it.
Me, you laugh at me.
No, but I mean,
you do little radio bits about my pathetic life.
And let's face it, if it weren't for you meeting your wife, there is no other woman that would have you. So yeah, I would feel bad that you got your hopes up. I would.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh, if your mother. 252 WCMF, we're talking about this guy that's gone viral. He has a YouTube page now where he documents going on Hinge, posing as a woman interested in meeting these guys on this dating app, talking to them where they get comfortable, and then asking where their favorite fishing spots are. He then steals their fishing spots and shuts down the conversation, and he has a YouTube page. For example, his latest YouTube video, day 34 of catfishing guys on Hinge to get their fishing spots. The last one he got, he said he caught 20 trout in
Damn.
An hour.
Wow.
What other information that isn't going to ruin somebody's life could you get from a guy that would be valuable? Because fishing spot's valuable if you're into fishing.
Right. Yeah, it would have to be some kind of secret place or thing.
Stock tips? Someone that's good at the stock market?
Well, that's insider trading almost, but yeah, sure.
But see, that would be bad because they would be committing a crime thinking they're going to get laid. Right? Let's say somebody owns a company. They have something they can tell
you. Yeah, they have some information.
Exactly. I mean, well, no, that's bad. All right, is that it? I mean, even like if somebody worked in a sports franchise and they shared with
you. That would be huge.
Yeah, but it would also be illegal.
Right. But you could also make a lot of money.
But no, again, that, we're talking about the legality of it. Because I don't know if it's illegal to steal a guy's fishing.
It's not yours. It's not you. You don't own it. You know what I mean? You just found a spot to fish.
Is this the only legal thing you could catfish a guy for? I can't think of anything else.
Hunting, I guess, maybe.
But like, hunting spot, okay.
Something like that.
But then again, you'd probably run into that guy while you're out there. It's not like you just put up a tree stand anywhere.
And now he's got a gun.
I thought you were prettier. You're not as pretty in real life. Anything else that's valuable?
Oh, God.
Other than, like, personal information. Like,
that guys do. But they hold so close to the vest. Right?
Yeah, exactly. I think this guy may have found the one thing where there is a legitimate ethical argument to be made, because the rest of them are unethical.
It's a brilliant waste of time.
He got 20 trout.
Right. For this guy.
But you're probably going to caught the trout eventually anyway.
You know where the trout. We got to find the trout. Fish where the fish are, buddy.
Yeah,
it works on Hinge, and it works for actual fishing.
All right.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dave. Dave said, I'd be more upset that he took my fishing spot than if he got my bank account. I've got $60 in there. Who knows the fish at my fishing spot?
Okay.
Valid point.
All right.
Valid point. And by the way, he's also broadcasting on this YouTube page
where
the spot is.
Yeah, but he's already gotten there and fished it.
You would think he'd want to go back, though.
I would think so,
too. Yeah, that much luck.
Oh, think about how – now I feel really bad. Think about how rough it would be.
What's that?
Like, let's say this, you know, this is your solitary place.
Yeah.
Right? You have this great spot. And all of a sudden you show up and there's 10 dicks standing there.
But that can happen anyway.
And it's a spot you thought you were going to maybe share with somebody who you were interested in on top of it.
Oh, a gal?
It's like inviting somebody to dinner and then they don't show up.
Why don't you meet me at my fishing hole?
Is she saying that or are you saying that?
I'm saying that to her. I'm going to check you for ticks.
Because she could say the same thing. Meet me at my
fishing. Because I would guess that.
Yeah, but I don't know if you want to meet her there. Get the stink lines and everything.
You were saying, come here, I'm sorry.
I would guess that to get that specific of a spot, like he had to think this woman, this fake woman was showing up, right?
Yeah, or they were just having a conversation where he's trying to impress her. Right, because I don't know if
specific.
I don't know if he's like meet me at the spot. I think he just said, "Well, where do you go? What do you do?"
Right.
It also shows how dumb we are and how we will immediately surrender any information.
Yeah, if you think you're getting some tail, you're just going to spew information.
Yeah, spew for a spew.
Oh yeah, it'll be a spewing.
We
all over that fishing hole.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.